It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Quarterback will not be the reason they lose tonight. So, fine. Quarterback will not be the reason.
All right, Sorry. All right. Had that one wrong. Win some, you lose some. Lost that one. I'm here to tell you.
Quarterback will not be the reason they lose tonight.
Had that one wrong, for sure. And there's another one I had wrong.
So, fine. Quarterback will not be the reason.
He just might suck as much as you've been saying.
Oh, he blows, doesn't
just,
he?
Just might?
He just might suck as much as you've been saying. So, there's really three prongs to my Brian Hoyer commentary. The first two, I will concede and I will admit defeat. I mean, the one's obvious. Last night, he cost you. I mean, he was the reason you lost. Or he was first on the list anyway, by a mile. Okay, so quarterback play and Brian Hoyer absolutely porked you last night. Had that wrong. Sorry. Two, he just might suck as much as you've been saying. Maybe I just haven't been paying attention. I never in my wildest dreams thought that it was a decision-making thing. I knew the guy couldn't throw. Like, I had an inkling of that. But the decision-making? Okay, fine. You might be right. He might absolutely suck and blow worse than I ever imagined. The third thing, I'm not willing to concede yet. And you ask what the third thing is?
Let me guess, he can win 10 games with Bill Belichick still as the starting quarterback?
The division. The division. They can win the division. Providing that Buffalo doesn't go 13-3, they can win the division. With Brian Hoyer as their starting quarterback, I'm not willing to concede that. I'm not going to...
Well, it's almost by default because the Jets and Dolphins suck so bad. Mike.
Thank you. Well, I mean, that's part of the calculus. And Buffalo's still being Buffalo. My calculus was with Brian Hoyer, and I said this yesterday, was never that he was going to go into Kansas City and beat the Chiefs.
Kind of felt that way.
Okay. I didn't think it would look like that. I'm admitting defeat on that piece to it. But I'm not willing yet to admit defeat on the third thing, which is, could they eke out 9-10 wins with Brian Hoyer and win the division? I still think yes. If I'm a flaming a-hole dummy, by all means, I may be. I need to see him play like that against a bad team in a winnable spot before I say it's hopeless with Brian Hoyer.
So would you prefer him to start this Sunday against Denver if Cam Newton's not cleared?
Maz, let me start by asking you, if Cam Newton is
Hoyer,
not...
Hoyer, not Stidham, Hoyer. Stidham's worse. That's a conclusion I came to last night. Stidham's worse.
And I think you're a lunatic, because that first interception's not on him. It's on Julian Edelman. I actually thought that fade pass at the back of the end zone, which is as tough a throw you can make in the NFL, was pretty nice. The kid needs a chance. There's more upside. Brian Hoyer is a 12-year veteran in the NFL, and he made mistakes that the worst of the worst rookie quarterback in the league can't, I've seen, make. You can't make those type of terrible decisions at crucial times in the red zone like that moron did multiple times last night. He's done. You can't give him any more shots.
I'll tell you what bothered me about Stidham. I felt like some of the time, like, he was just kind of flipping it up there and seeing what happened. That's what it felt like. And at least with Hoyer, I felt like, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying either one of them was good. This was a decision between F and F minus. Like, it was an absolute calamity, clown show. One of the worst quarterback games you'll ever see by a Bill Belichick team. Ever, 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 ever. They'll live 10 lifetimes and never see a complete train wreck like that calamity, which is what that was. Hoyer's got more of a clue than Stidham does. He does. I'm sorry, but he does.
So if I make this case, it's going to go back and sound like I'm telling you Brian Hoyer can play. And I don't want to do that. The only thing I'm just saying about long term is there's just going to be a lot of teams that come in here and suck or give up. And you just literally have to have a heartbeat and anyone would win those games. That's really sort of been my point. And I sort of put Hoyer in that anyone category. But after last night, I'm telling you, I'm shaken because never my wildest dreams. Did I think he would make those decisions he made down in the scoring area, down in the red zone? I mean, jackass, the whole reason you're there is to throw the ball away and kick the field goal. That's the whole reason you're there. What are you doing? Hanging onto the ball, waiting for someone to uncover in the corner of the end zone so you can zip it in there? You freaking moron. You're there to throw the ball away and bring on the kicker. That's why you're there.
Ball control. Be a game manager. That's all we're asking of you, to take that sack.
Jesus!
And then think you have a fourth timeout.
Oh, my God. I knew you couldn't throw. I know that. And I know you can't move and you can't throw and you're limited to be kind. Okay? So, but you're there. The whole reason you're there is to count to three and get rid of the ball. And not put the ball on the ground or lose track of timeouts or play like that. Who did he think he was there? Did he think he was Brett Favre, that he was going to dance around back there, wait for someone to uncover in the mail slot in the corner of the end zone and zip it in there from 17 yards? You freaking moron.
Thought he was Cam Newton.
Who did you think you were? Why do you think you're out there? Why do you think you still have a job? Why do you think Bill brought you back here?
Bill likes him.
Because he thought, like, stupid me, I thought, you just throw the ball away and kick the three. That's why you're there.
Mike, I mean, I've bashed this guy, and I think rightfully so, for years for a reason. But even I didn't think he was that stupid. That thing before the end of the half was unbelievable.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. And it's like, just on a personal note, not that you care, it's like when your take just goes poof, man. It's like,
oh, it hurts.
Oh, my God. We've all been there. When you know, even though it was a full half to play.
I'm not sure that's ever happened to me.
It's like when Garoppolo airmailed, you know, Manny Sanders there in the Super Bowl. It's like, oh, that's it. I lost it. And even though there was more time to go in that game and there was a full half to go, when that end of the second quarter happened, I said, oh, Jesus, I just lost this.
Time to get the sandbags for the Bonami.
Oh, and of course, the email. Oh, God. Nice take. I knew it. Oh, I can't believe he did that. Oh, and then I felt the fumble coming in the third quarter, too. It was the same thing. Who do you think you are? You a-hole. Who do you think you are? What are you doing hanging onto the ball? Waiting to zip it. You can't throw. You can't throw past 8 yards. That also became apparent. You can't throw, but if it's not a slant or a dump to the running back, you're pretty much not going to get it there. So what are you doing? Holding on to the ball there with points on the board to be had. And your team with momentum, what are you doing?
So when that fumble happened, that concluded a stretch of 38 snaps in the game, of which the Patriots had 32 of them and didn't score.
Oh, my God.
32 out of 38 snaps they had.
It's crazy.
From the middle of the second to basically the end of the third. 38 snaps in the game. The Patriots had 32 of them, got down by the 10-yard line basically twice and didn't score.
The whole reason you're there, Wow. That's the only reason you're there, is to get rid of the ball and kick the field goal.
Wow.
And to count to three. Count to three. And one, two, three. Count.
On that drive, he was throwing dimes, too. Even I was like, oh, man, I'm going to end up having to eat it on here.
I'm not going to say, no, he had a, if I say this, it sounds like I'm defending him. I don't mean to defend him. Oh, my God, because you can't do that. They could have won that ball game.
Sure, they could have.
Yeah. They could have won that ball game with just a competent game manager, which is what I thought he was. That's what I thought he was. I thought he was just a competent small C game manager, small G, small M, just a little mouse to come in and hand the ball off and then throw it away so you kick the field goal. That's all. To help them manage the time of possession game, just go in there and take the snap and don't put it on the ground and don't think there's four timeouts when you have three. That's all. And he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. The interception was bad enough. It immediately started. But the interception, you know, bad decision, but he sucks. He's not going to put that ball in there. The play wasn't there. And, like, I know he can't throw down the field. Like, that was given. Like, don't throw down the field. Just dump it off, hand it off, and then get it to your kickers. That's the whole idea. And he couldn't even do that. Oh, my God, I can't believe that. Oh, I felt it coming. I felt it coming. And this is not to defend Hoyer because it's all on him. But I also didn't like the use of timeouts at the second quarter because it was inconsistent with how they handled it earlier in the season in Seattle. They called that timeout with 33 seconds left. And I said to myself then, I wish I had articulated, if I was on Twitter like you a-holes, I would have tweeted it. I said, oh, you want to save one? Don't you want to save one? Because when they were at the goal line in the red zone in Seattle, they let all that time go off the clock and kept the timeout in their pocket because they said, well, you don't want anything to go wrong there. So you want to have the timeout in your pocket in case you get caught inbounds or something happens, you have the timeout. And they called the timeout with 33 seconds to a third one. And I immediately said to myself, I thought we saved those timeouts in case something goes wrong. But they didn't. They burnt their third timeout. And wouldn't you know, jackass there thinks he's freaking Steve Young out there dancing around waiting to make the play in the corner of the end zone. Like he's some sort of Pro Bowler and something goes wrong and they don't have any timeouts. I'm like, I don't know why I felt he needed to be managed even before that happened, but I felt he needed to be managed. Because the little dump off pass to, was it White on the play
before the last
4 yards? Like, no, the clock's going. What are you doing? He didn't even feel in command there. Oh, my God. That's the whole reason he's there. Oh, that was so bad. They could have won that ball game. They could have won that ball game.
They showed up. They showed up. The defense was great. I mean, whatever that game plan that they still have against Patrick Mahomes, they got him rattled. I don't think that was like a no-show for the Chiefs or anything like that, or maybe they were too comfortable because they were the home team. No, they just do an awesome job in stifling him. Eventually, he's going to get there. You know, he and that offense are going to get theirs, and they did in the second half. That first half, the game plan was amazing.
I thought all the way up until the Stidham touchdown, you held him. And then that next drive after the Stidham touchdown was, it got goofy. You know, you had a PI on third and 10. Mahomes flopped. J.C. Jackson doesn't go after the ball, which should have been an easy interception. That was the drive after. But I agree, Murray. Simple, excellent game plan. They just kept everybody back, and they left it to the guys up front to stop the run with a light front, and they did, and make the occasional play on the quarterback with a light front, which they did. So great job with the guys up front. Good, simple game plan. They came to play despite that goofy day that they had, that long-ass goofy day. They came to play. They hung in there all the way to the end. Everyone showed and everyone, you know, did what I sort of thought, except the Dingleberry game manager quarterback who couldn't figure out how many timeouts he had. Or maybe he just did that to cover for the fact that that was so damn idiotic that he was just trying to cover for himself. Who the hell knows? But if Cam Newton can't go this week, Maz, who should be the starting quarterback?
Hoyer should start over Stidham. Hoyer.
617-779-0985.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs, to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline. MA.org.
It's the show the crowd goes wild for.
Boo!
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Shotgun snap to Hoyer in the pocket. He looks to the middle. Now he looks left. He's got to get away from Clark. Oh, Hoyer is sacked back at the 27-yard line.
You don't
and
have
the Patriots, with no timeouts,
this is unbelievable,
come away empty-handed.
You couldn't have more horrendous sequence to end a half as those two. You get tackled in bounds, you burn your last time out. Oh my God. That is, and then Hoyer signaled for timeout. How do you not know you don't have three time? You got three timeouts.
You can't do that. The only thing you can't do is take a sack or throw it in bounds, and Josh McDaniels and Belichick are livid.
Oh, I can't believe he did that. It's the whole reason you're there. Can you count to three? Jesus. I mean, honestly, take away those two plays, and he did about what I thought he was going to do.
Yeah, I would agree. Even the pick, like, I can't even live with that one. I'm not telling you that I like it. I can live with it, though, because I think that's going to happen. The other two plays,
oh my God, can't happen.
Like, talk about having your head, Jim, so far up there you can't see the light of day.
And that was That was the one.
Wow.
Oh, God, you've got to be kidding me.
As soon as the play started to happen, everybody was saying the same thing. Throw it out of bounds. Get rid of it. And he held on when he got sacked. It was unbelievable.
You think you were Roger Staubach back there? Who'd you think you were?
Again, a guy who's been in the league as long as he has can't do that. It's inexcusable. You should know better. Throw it away.
35 years old.
Unbelievable.
12 years in the league.
You gotta be kidding me. All right. I know. Quit calling. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my phone. Dan and Agawam, lead us off today. Go ahead, Dan. Jimmy, you want to pop him up for me, please? Or someone? Billy? Hold on. Let's do this again. Dan and Agawam, you're up next with Felger and Mass. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good.
Listen, I work second shift at a hospital, and I actually took a day. I called out of work for this game. I don't care if it was Peyton Manning versus my grandmother at quarterback. Jim, I think you said it. Belichick has something for Mahomes. He slows him down. He seems to be the only one that can do it. He slows him down just enough to keep them in it. They had a chance to win that game. Hoyer is not even good enough to be a backup. I am obviously not on the sidelines watching practice, but what did Belichick see in him that he thought was better than Stidham? That was terrible. Stidham would have at least put 10 of those points on the board. That was absolutely atrocious. I'll let you guys talk about it. Thank you. That was awful.
I'm not sure if Stidham plays the whole game. He puts those drives together. And again, I'm not telling you Hoyer was surgical, but it couldn't have been any worse in those two situations. I mean, that I will grant you. The question, I think we all were asking, as Hoyer was making those plays, we said, does Stidham suck that much? He couldn't beat out that guy?
Yep. He sucked last night, I thought. I thought he sucked.
Meaning Stidham.
Yes. Now, look, the ball the interception obviously was not his fault. But again, I'm going to make a judgment on Stidham on that pass? Like, that's a Mickey Mouse throw. If he can't make that one, he shouldn't be ever picking up a football again, let alone playing in the league. And the touchdown pass to Harry was a good play. He made a nice throw. Everything else was lollipop central, if you ask me. I looked at it and went, holy crap, this kid's not ready. He can't play in the league. Not right now. He's not ready.
He had one hospital ball. I think it was to Izzo in the middle of the field where it's like, oh, God, yeah. That was brutal.
Why did they try keep going to Izzo there down the seam?
Don't know.
What do you think Izzo's vertical was at the combine?
2 inches.
2 inches.
Negative?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. He's not going to go get that ball, guys. Like, come up with a different. Your Gronk's gone, and it's just,
So there's that matter, too. Like, they're easy to defend in the passing game, relatively. Okay, so there's that element to add in, too. But the decision-making in the red zone.
That play might work.
Holy crap!
That play might work with those two rookie tight ends that they... Oh, right. Yeah, no, one can't get on the field because of a neck injury, and the other had 8 snaps that he played last night.
Curtis in the car, go.
Gentlemen, like, after watching that game last night, how can you not recognize that Bill, like, there's not even a speck of talent on this team? It's a joke.
I disagree.
I mean, the defense is good, but they have to be whole teams to less than 2 touchdowns good, and they're not that good. So, this offense is Bill Belichick is derelict in his duties. So let's all agree, right? Cam Newton was an afterthought. So let's pretend he doesn't get Cam Newton. This is your team. This is your New England Patriots team. Are you kidding me?
After watching last night, do you think they're worse off talent-wise or a little better off before you went into this season or this game?
I would say overall a little bit better. Yeah, I'm actually starting to warm up on the defense. Winovich can play.
I think there's a few guys on that defense who can play.
Yeah. Winovich can play, and their secondary, I thought, had their best game of the year last night. They were terrific last night. The secondary, I thought, was excellent. And I know they had a lot of DBs on the field, but that team's hard to cover.
So, look, I think the tight end situation is a train wreck. But I don't know. And Harry is disappointing. But if you keep going to him, he's going to make you a couple of plays. He did last night. I don't mind Amir Bird, and I just the Harris kid, I think, looked okay.
Yeah, right.
Wasn't great.
So thank you for saying that, because I thought he was just like Sony Michel.
I mean, he was okay. I think he missed some running lanes.
Yeah.
I saw more there for him than he took, but it's his first freaking game, and so, not horrible for a debut, but certainly not like, I don't know, what are people taking their pants off for Damian Harris?
No, not really, because I think that people saw that for what it was last time. Like, he was just fine.
He was
like,
fine.
He wasn't explosive. After everything that we heard about him, like, oh, he's going to, he had such a great camp. He could be the bell cow back. Like, meh.
He's just another running back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the team is decent. Like, I think the overall talent on the team is decent.
I mean, the other thing, too, is when you factor in, how many guys were they down on the O-line last night?
And they actually pieced it together.
Yes, they kept it together. I was pleasantly surprised by that. I thought they'd have all kinds of problems in there, and they did okay.
The issue was the quarterback who thought he was Fran Tarkington and was going to dance around back there and then hit the guy in the corner of the end zone from 25 yards out with the clock winding down. That was the problem.
Wow.
Scott in Dover. Go ahead, Scott.
Wow. Yeah, gentlemen, 2 quick comments. The first one is Curtis in the car sounded like he was on WrestleMania coming out on stage that last call. I don't know how I'm going to follow that one up. Secondly, I just want to say Stidham over Hoyer. I can't believe you guys actually would pick Hoyer over Stidham. You two are the Brian Hoyers of sports radio. You're a bum.
Well, just get out while you're going.
Stidham blows. He blows. I'm telling you, he blows. So, look, there's more athleticism there.
He throws a better ball.
He does, yeah. He's got a stronger arm. But I'm telling you, he looks to me like he doesn't have command of the offense. Like, that's the part that disturbed me. I looked at him and I said, he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know. They're a year and a half in, for crying out loud. And I know they missed training camp. And I know he went to the wedding. But the whole 9 yards, I looked at him and went, oh, boy, he's not ready. They got to go with Hoyer.
Devin and Lynn, go.
I've had a blah-rection all day waiting for this blogasm. Blah. We're not going to lose because of the quarterback. Blah. If those two are both your quarterback options, they both suck and blow.
They did last night for sure. And I don't know what Stidham is. I'm not giving up on Hoyer in terms of just being there to back into the wins that you would back into with any quarterback. Okay. So I'm not there yet.
You can't trust him after those kind of mistakes. There's more upside with Stidham. Go with Stidham.
Yes, you can. Because I just think the likelihood that he would do it again is microscopic.
Well, so, look, I mean, do I trust him? No, he scares the crap out of me. But are you telling me that if Hoyer were the guy and he got all the reps and all the attention. And now he had that game, and so he gets to sort of bounce back from it or learn from it. And now, you know, and there was time, and it sort of developed over the year. Would they win the Jets games? Would they win this week against Denver? Okay.
They probably would have beaten Oakland. I mean, they're Vegas.
I mean, I still think they're beating Miami and Vegas in weeks 1 and 3, but after last night, I really can't, you know, beat my chest too loudly about that, because who the hell knows? But I'm just saying, you know, for those who were around in 08, you know, Castle early on had some real problems.
It was bad at the beginning.
And I remember they went out to San Diego for a road game where he was just a train wreck. And they came back from that game in San Diego. I don't remember what week it was, week 4, right around this time of year. And it's like, ooh, this kid doesn't get it. What are they going to do? And I think they even looked at it internally. They said, well, this is where we got to make a decision. And they decided just to, you know, go forward with him and see if they can get more out of him. And by the end of the year, it was representative. And if they did the same thing with Hoyer, would it be representative to the point where they're just winning the games they should? This is all I'm saying. The Jets games, the home, you know, the whatever, home Arizona, home Denver. Can they just win those games that they would have won with a mannequin back there? I'm not willing to give up on that yet.
Okay, but if you put it in those terms, then why wouldn't you look at Stidham and say the same thing?
And I know this sounds so dumb because of last night, but I trust Hoyer to take care of the ball more and make the right decision more. But that's just based on, I guess, a myth or the fact that he's a 12-year veteran, and so of course he can count to three. But if he can't, then he can't. But I just need more than one game on short notice, that goofy COVID thing. Like, just let me see him do that in a winnable game at home, and then I'll say, I'm done, get out, I'm wrong. I'm wrong about a lot of it. I'm just not willing to give up that last little thing.
I'm just telling you, I had nothing invested in this game. In fact, I had more invested in Hoyer than I did in Stidham, because I told you, I think Hoyer blows, and I do. But after watching Stidham last night, he's not ready. He's not. I'm sorry. There's a nice throw here and there. And, you know, you say, okay, fine. This is sort of what Gasper said. Like, every once in a while, you see this little flash, and you go, oh, there it is, like the pass to Henry or Harry.
I'd rather flashes than a jittery moron who's been around for a decade who's just waiting to make a terrible decision.
I mean, if they can, you know, that was just, it was so bad. That was so bad.
Oh, my God. That's the first line of his wiki page. A jittery moron who's been around for 12 years just waiting to make a bad. Is that what you said?
That's pretty much
it. If I could bottle that, that's like, oh, the poor guy. Jittery moron. Can you count to three? That's all you had to do.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
That guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
Stidham leans in, takes the snap in the pocket, lobs a throw left corner for Harry. Diving catch. Touchdown. Patriots.
There's his first one. What a throw by Stidham to the back pylon.
to the second-year player, Harry. This is what we've been waiting for. Red zone threat.
Want to see more of that, Murray? Meaning Jared Stidham?
More than I want to see Brian Hoyer. If Cam Newton's going to be out because he hasn't cleared the COVID protocols this weekend against Denver, there's more upside with Stidham. I like that back fade. I mean, that play typically is awful and never works. That was a nice throw by that kid. So, more upside there than with Brian Hoyer, who's just a bad play waiting to happen.
Yeah, I don't dispute it was a good play. I mean, all the way around it, that Harry made a good play on that, too. It was a good combination. But it's just not consistent. I mean, you know, again, I look at Stidham and I just say, it looks like to me half the time he was flipping the ball up there. I didn't like the way that looked at all. I'm not joking. I'd still go with Hoyer. I'd give him a week in the practice. This was a wildly unusual weekend. You're going against the best team in the league. The whole thing gets flipped upside down on Saturday, for crying out loud. And I admit that the mistakes really had nothing to do with any of that. I mean, that's just brain fart lock stupidity. Like, really? But even so, I just feel like he has at least command of the offense, and I don't think Stidham does. At least I don't, you know, again, the football people should tell me otherwise if that's the case. It looks to me, though, like Stidham's flying by the seat of his pants.
Is some of that the fault of the coaches, though? Because they've apparently given up on this kid for whatever the hell reason, because he went to the weddings or wants to be an Instagram influencer with his wife, whatever it happens to be? Because I do. I think that's absolutely part of the reason.
Yeah, maybe, Murray. That's a fair point. I mean, I'm just telling you that watching him, he didn't look to me like he was on top of it. It felt shaky. Shaky.
The second guess is Hoyer. I mean, like, Hoyer to me just represents the cardboard cutout guy of the veteran that I think could come in here. I thought, like, I guess I just didn't pay close enough attention to Brian Hoyer. But the cardboard cutout veteran guy that just comes in, hands off, picks up the occasional third and six, and then when it's time to kick, kicks. That's it. Like, just be that guy. And I thought he could be that guy. So, like, if the Patriots thought he could be that guy and he can't, because that to me feels like a pretty easy thing to go find. Chad Henne, like, there's just a, I would think a bunch of guys like there that would do that. Andy Dalton, just not $7 million a year. Just that guy. That guy's not floating around out there somewhere. And they thought Brian Hoyer was, and he wasn't. That, to me, is like a bigger fail. Just come into someone and just drive the bus in a straight line from stop to stop and don't run over anybody.
Right. Your career backups from Damon Heward to a Bubby Brister. Just come in and don't be a doofus.
Just find that guy. I like that
All
guy.
All we're asking is don't be a doofus. And last night, Brian Hoyer was a doofus.
Oh, was he ever. And you know what? Now that I think of it, I don't know. I mean, he was in with Stidham, right, in camp before Newton came along. Maybe he thought he was going to start. Then Newton gets COVID. Now, all of a sudden, it's, well, the door is open. Here you go. Now we can beat Kansas City. Now I'm going to make a play. And he got ahead of himself.
Oh, my God. Now I'm going to sit him.
I'm not, you know, who the hell knows? I'm just telling you, that play at the end of the half.
Oy vey.
Wow.
Martin on the Cape. Go, Martin.
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
I'm mediocre.
Oh, yes, Mike. The SS Brian Hoyer is a fine, seaworthy vessel for you to tie your take rowboat to. Oh, he'll be just fine. He'll be fine. Yeah, Mike, like sipping a fine wine, wasn't he? Seriously, dude, I haven't heard a take that idiotic since last year when Maz had the Jets going to the playoffs. Brian Hoyer?
Stu, what was the line again? I put it very succinctly. Quarterback will not be the reason they lose tonight. So, fine. Quarterback will not be the reason.
Yes, great. Sounded great at the time.
Go ahead, Chris and Raynham.
Hey, guys. This is a great week for Team Tom Brady fans. That was the plan. That's what they wanted to go in with this year with. They got lucky with Cam Newton. How do you look at Jarrett Stidham and see an NFL quarterback? I'm no expert on quarterback mechanics, but that feet work was horrendous. It wasn't that he just looked so bad that on throws. He had no grasp of the offense. Meanwhile, Tom Brady's about to go to 4-1, 5-1, 6-1. They are duplicating a Patriots type season down there. They're going to get better as the year goes on. This is going to not end well for Team Bill, people.
Okay, well, let's see about that. The thing about Newton falling in their laps, you agree with that?
I do agree with that. That's really, when you look at it last night, you sit there and go, you were going to go with this? This is what you were going to go with?
So part of me feels like that's why they got him, because they started really looking at it and said,
oh, I can't do this.
Right, which has to be more about Stidham than Hoyer, because, again, they knew what Hoyer was. They've been around Hoyer long enough to know. So they expected Stidham to take a jump, and he didn't. Or they thought he was headed a certain way, and he wasn't.
But they didn't know about Stidham. I mean, excuse me. They didn't know Hoyer would do that to them. They did not know that. Maybe they missed it like I did. But, you know, again, going back to the timeouts, somewhere in there, unless Bill's just flying by the seat of his pants or Ernie has fallen asleep or something, falling asleep up there, it was the total opposite approach that they took in Seattle. In Seattle, they let all that time go off to preserve the one timeout in case something went wrong, because what, they didn't trust Newton down there to get the ball spiked or out of bounds or what? So they were careful there. They wasted a play. They could have had an extra play down there, but they wanted to keep the timeout in case something went wrong. Here, there was just the opposite. So they trusted Hoyer that he'd get the ball out of bounds or get it incomplete. And they trusted the wrong guy. I don't think they thought in a million years he would do that. You're the veteran. You're the 12-year veteran. The only reason you're there is to get the ball out of bounds, right? You know this, right?
Oh, he porked them. He totally porked him. That one's on him.
Jesus.
I mean, and I know some people are debating. To me, that one's on him. He's been around long enough to know. I mean, that's basic. Right. We all watched that play and went, just chuck it out of bounds.
Oh, but when they called that timeout, I did say it to myself. I said, don't you want to keep that just in case? Don't you want to keep that just in case? And then, now that you don't have it, now that they're out of timeouts, and I guess Hoyer said after the game that Josh told him in his headset, we're taking a shot, don't do anything stupid. So Josh did say it. But then you don't have the timeout, then just make it doubly clear. You're not taking a sack, you're not taking a sack, you're not taking a sack. No sack, no sack, no sack. You're talking like a dog, you know, like, no! Like, bark it at him. And, oh my God, that could not happen.
Mike, that one's not on the coaches. That's on Hoyer. That's on Hoyer. I mean, how do you not know that? Come on. And again, when he says you don't do anything stupid, shouldn't that be apparent? The worst part of the whole thing was that he tried to call timeout. you know what it reminded me of? A boxer looking for his mouthpiece after he gets knocked out. Like, oh yeah, I got to put my mouthpiece. No, it's over. It's over. You missed it. It's over. You already got knocked into oblivion. It's over. That's what happened to Hoyer. Calling the timeout. What? Unbelievable.
The Blanami continues right after this.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
It's not complaining.
Oh, you had a mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No, 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 no. It's always no.
Felger, Mass. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
You're a bum and you suck. Yes, you do, Brian Hoyer.
I think they're going to be
just fine with Brian Hoyer.
Play fake to Burkett. Throw down the middle. Shoots all. Intercepted. Thornhill, the safety, with his fourth interception.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Shotgun snap to Hoyer in the pocket. He looks to the middle. Now he looks left. He's got to get away from Clark. Oh, Hoyer is sacked back at the 27-yard line.
You couldn't have more horrendous sequence to end the half as those two.
I think they'll be fine. I think they got a shot in this game because I think Hoyer will make the plays they need him to make.
Hoyer under pressure. He's hit from behind. The ball is loose, and the Chiefs have it. Kansas City comes away with a takeaway and another missed opportunity for the Patriots deep in Chiefs territory.
Inexcusable.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
I think they're going to be just fine with Brian Hoyer.
No, they weren't, because he sucks. And it's time for your blame, because you said that Bill would win 10 games with this stiff.
The take was technically they'd win the division, but I'm not going to quibble. Did you sleep well last night, Murray?
Oh, like a baby. Went into that game straight up narcoleptic.
So let's get to the emails that I got. During the course of the game, you folks didn't wait for even halftime to begin the Blanami. Go ahead, Stu, if you don't mind.
It's the Moncast email of the day!
Dear Felga, I really hate you. And I think Mez is a boob.
The Moncast email of the day!
Send one to Felga at 985thesportshub.com.
Emails of the day are protected by Mimecast. Phishing, ransomware, and employees who click on bad links can put you out of business. Get protected by Mimecast, the number one email security and resilience companion for Microsoft 365. Learn more at Mimecast.com. That's Mime, M-I-M-E. Emails came fast and furious. I'm not on Twitter, so it's sort of an old school approach. If you want to contact me, as you just heard, Felger at 98.5 of Sports Hub. Enough of you know it, obviously. I got a massive stack started in the 7 o'clock hour. Subject line: Brian Hoyer sucks and blows. Brian Hoyer is very bad at football, Felger. I agreed that Belichick could take nearly any professional to an AFC East title and tomato can opponent, but nope, not with this guy, Felgie. This guy is hot garbage. Signed, Evan. Nicholas writes in, subject line: Brian Hoyer take. It took less than one quarter for Hoyer to take a huge dump all over that AFC East division winner take, huh, Felger? Dude airmails every ball like Chuck Knoblauch from second base in 2000. Imagine having to deal with that bum week in, week out. Signed, Nick in Worcester. Patrick Steen writes in, Dear Felger, Hoyer won't be the reason we lose. We are losing this game because of Brian Hoyer. That's all. Parker Larry writes in, subject line, Hoyer blows. Who takes a sack before the half where Hoyer did in that moment? An absolute incompetent bum, that's who. If I were the coach, he would have been released immediately after that sack. It's halftime, and if we lose, it's Hoyer's fault. Bad interception, horrible sack, and he blows. Should they have benched him at halftime?
No.
Yes. Yeah, I think I was surprised. I really, watching it with my wife last night, I was saying, it's got to be Stidham at this point. They can't see any more of this. And they brought him back out. Now, eventually, we did get Stidham, but it felt like that was too little too late.
Joe in Nashville writes, Felger, I love your show. Thank you. And even appreciate the fact you're not a homer. Thanks again. But I think you have to walk back the Hoyer take and admit you were wrong. He is single-handedly keeping you and keeping KC in the game. The horrible pick and the play at the end of the half. He should not play as a professional quarterback ever again. I'm walking back two-thirds of my Hoyer take, not the third piece. John writes in, Dear Felger, I'm sure your email is filled with blues right now, but I just think you have hit the nail on the head about this Patriots team. Thank you, John. Bill is coaching another masterpiece. The defense is hitting another level tonight, and the team bounced back from that bad missed call. Even if we don't win, your take is more than validated. Why, thank you, John. I mean, I do think the team came to play.
How'd that one get in there?
And could have won. I don't know. Someone slipped it in here. He says, although clearly Hoyer is beyond incompetent, a league average or even loser like Chad Henne would have had us at least tied right now, which is true. Chad Henne, just name the bum. Name the veteran cardboard cutout who you could just plug in there, who would throw the ball out of bounds on third down and kick a field goal, and you could have won that ball game. That's all you needed.
I mean, worst case scenario, they should have been up 9-6.
Oh, my God. And that dunderhead couldn't even do it.
Last night was a night where Josh McDaniels looked out on the field and said, I wish I still had Kyle Orton.
Subject line, insufferable. As I am sitting here watching this game, I can't stop hearing Felger's voice talking about how the Patriots could win with Brian Hoyer at quarterback. I have listened to this show now for years, and not one time have I heard something so blasphemous. Brian Hoyer has made $29 million in his career. Is that true?
Oh, I'm sure.
He has made $29 million in his career from simply crapping down his leg anytime he's called on to do something other than hold a clipboard. Brian Hoyer couldn't lead a 12-year-old flag football team to a win. And the fact that Felger thinks he could bring this team to a division title might be the most ridiculous thing said in radio history. Will in Shrewsbury. Subject line, embarrassing. After seeing the fumble in the third quarter, who should be more embarrassed? Hoyer for the half and that fumble, or Stid the kid for not being able to beat out someone like that? Signed, Jose. I thought he was going to say, or Felger for thinking he could lead this team to a division. Chris, subject line, Hoyer writes in, you, period, are, period, in, period, idiot, period. Shannon writes in, two-word subject line. Email says, suck it. Kevin writes in, nice evaluator of talent, Felger. Your boy Hoyer absolutely blows. He has been in the league forever and makes rookie mistakes. He sucks. John writes in, subject line, Hoyer, bleh. Email says, bleh. How do you like Hoyer now? Still going to go 10-6 with that disaster? Admit it and take the defeat. I admit I was wrong about last night. I admit that I might be wrong about Hoyer overall. He might suck just as much as Murray and Maz have been telling me. I think he might. I think he might. I have those two-thirds wrong. I'm not giving up they could win the division with him. I'm not. I'm not giving up that. I'm not giving up that. With Brian Hoyer as the guy, and he's not going to be, because my guess is Newton's back this week. But I'll tell you this. I think the odds are Newton won't make it through. He's going to get dinged up at some point. If with proper attention and a normal week and a beatable opponent at home, can he eke out six more of those this year if he were the starter the rest of the way? You know, get you to 9 wins, 10 wins. If Buffalo goes 13-3, you're not winning the division even with Newton, okay? So I'm talking about a normal AFC East year where it's a bunch of garbage just trading wins and losses and 9-7, 10-6. I'm not giving up Brian Hoyer being able to do that. I'm not. But boy, last night made it tough. Mike in Maine writes in, just own it. Subject line. I didn't think it could get any worse than your basketball takes, Felger, but there it is. The Patriots will win the division with Brian Hoyer? Yikes. Benjamin Brown writes in, Felger and Stidham, biggest losers tonight.
This is just an onslaught.
Hi, Felger. With the Bills at 4-0 and Hoyer puking on himself when it mattered most, your win the division with Hoyer takes take makes me think the show should now be called Felger in Decline and Maz, weekdays 2-6.
Good one. That's a good one.
Good
Very
line.
Clever.
Felger in Decline and Maz show. Brought to you by DraftKings. Stidham then threw away a great opportunity to change the narrative around his future. Overall, this game shows you need great quarterback play or other elite offensive players to do anything meaningful in this league. Unfortunately, the Pats have neither, and I miss Brady.
What did he say again about Stidham? Read that line again. That was good.
Big fan of the show, Ben in Cambridge. Thank you, Ben. He says, Stidham then threw away a great opportunity to change the narrative around his future.
Yeah, that's a good point. See, there's someone who paid attention and knows that Stidham sucked, too.
Naps and Charlotte writes in, Felger, are you on drugs? If not, you should be. Brian effing Hoyer is not a starting NFL quarterback. He's not a backup or a third stringer either. He's a scout team practice squad piece of crap at best.
I thought I was cold.
He's been in every meeting for years with Josh McDaniels. He's seen it all. He's learned from the GOAT and saw how he did it, and he doesn't even know how many timeouts he has or how much time is on the clock, and he makes Andy Reid look like the timeout czar. Talk about crapping your pants. How in the HE double hockey sticks can you say they'd be 10-6 or whatever you spewed into the apocalypse universe and win the division with that bum? Good God. Wrapping the tin foil around your noggin a little too tight there, big fella. Does Bill make Hoyer? Did Bill make Hoyer take the COVID plane home?
Scout team practice squad piece of crap. There you go. There's a description for you.
Jeff writes in, subject line, it's not too late, Felger. Felgie, I implore you, please, for the sake of our country, the future of your children, and the salvation of your sports-loving soul. Walk away from your Hoyer take. I understand your take was that the Patriots could win the division with Hoyer and not that he could beat the Chiefs on 2 days' notice, but a surprise start and not getting team snaps this week has nothing to do with Hoyer's performance. We will forgive your awful take. Just don't be Rocky Balboa and throw in the damn towel. You agree that the short week, weird travel had nothing to do with those mistakes?
Not those mistakes, no. I mean, again, that's just ineptitude. That is not get. That's something else. I don't know what that is. Not getting rid of the ball. That is just brutal.
It's inherent stupidity is what it is.
Seriously, though. I mean, God, that is just beyond idiotic.
Ben writes in, hey, Felger.
Bleh.
How's your guy Brian Hoyer doing? Real solid QB we got there. This guy knows the playbook like the back of his hand and has above average ball security. Oh, wait, what's that? Two turnovers and pukes himself in the red zone twice? How many chances is that guy going to get before we all realize he sucks and blows? It's his seventh team, and you think this effing guy can lead us to the playoffs? If we don't have Cam Newton, we are in for a long and arduous season. Something named Isaiah Zuber looked like the best weapon last night. That's true. He keeps popping up on the universe, and then he goes away again.
He clearly can run. I still haven't seen him catch anything, so we'll see.
And that tight end Izzo, says the emailer, what a bum he is. Can he jump at all? His feet were glued to the ground whenever the ball came his way. It is true. That's why I asked, did he have any vertical at the combine, like any whatsoever? Bill thinks it's all about coaching, and he's right, it is, but that doesn't mean you can roll out the land of misfit creatures and beat the Chiefs, or any good team for that matter, Mike. Bye! Love the show and can't wait to listen today, says Brian. Thank you again.
By the way, Ryan Izzo had a 33-inch vertical at the combo.
How is that possible? Why don't you use it?
He jumped off a chair.
Why don't you give it a shot? Why don't you give it a shot?
Seriously, he was on a trampoline.
It's like, thank God I'm not on Twitter.
33 inches, my ass.
That's just regular snail mail right there. That's the old-fashioned way. Emailing me and me reading the email and printing them out. Imagine if I was on Twitter. What a bloodbath. But I know how it all goes because I got the emails after the first, like, interception. Like, that's what you guys do on Twitter, right? It's like...
Oh, it's just, yeah, they're waiting. They're lying and waiting.
It's like, why don't you wait to see the game play out a little bit? Like, you know...
Well, that would destroy all the fun.
Yeah, because I can feel it. Like, you know, you spend the week saying the guy has no arm, and then in the first quarter on the first drive... He throws a nice line drive ball, and I can already hear in the ether people going, oh, I guess he does have an arm, doesn't he, Felger? Like, why don't you just sit back and wait for a second? Versus, like, as soon as the first little thing happens, I can just feel it. It's like, that thing didn't age well. Dude, it's the first quarter. Just relax. But for me last night, it just got worse. So anyway, there's that. I promise, back to your thoughts after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.